Hi guys, welcome to the 7 keys to succeed as a salesman. This is key number 1. This is Martial Champagne. See you in a minute. How to be a customer-oriented salesman. You know, I've been through an experience the last few days, and it makes me realize how important it is to take care of customer. And I'm talking as a customer, not a salesperson. You know, and that's the focus that I'm going to take today. How to please a customer, and I will share my customer experience because I have not much salesman experience. But I'm telling you, the salesman that I've met this week, if you do like him, you're going to succeed. And actually, this guy is a top seller for the last 5 years in his company. Actually, I went to buy a car, and I wanted to buy a Toyota. So I went to the Toyota dealer, you know, and me and my wife were outside, and it's freezing outside. It's cold here. It's snowing, actually. And we were outside in the parking lot, and we were looking at some minivan, because we have a big family. And we're looking at vans, you know, and we were far from the dealer building. And at one point, we saw a guy running to us, you know, and he introduced himself. He said, "Oh, good day, guys. I'm Eric. I'm the salesperson here. What can I do for you? What are you looking at?" And we say, "You know, we're looking at buying a minivan. You know, Sienna." And that's how it started. And this is amazing. And my first key from this experience, and I will share 7, even 8 keys. I think I wrote 8 keys that will make you an amazing, outstanding salesperson. And all based on the story that I've lived, or the real life, the real life experience that I lived this week. So, first key is go to see your customer. How many times I went to shop for appliance or other stuff, and never, a salesperson come to me. You know, they come, look at me, they smile at me, but they don't come and they don't ask anything. You know, when I'm ready to buy, guess what? I'm ready to talk with someone. I'm ready to do the extra step to buy something. And this guy, that's exactly what he did. You know, he could have stayed and say, okay, if they're really interested, they'll go inside the building in the showroom. But no, he went outside, he went in front of us, he introduced himself, he went to the customer, and with a big smile and a passion on his eyes, and said, "How can I help you guys? I see that you're looking for something." You know what? I was amazed. I never saw a guy running outside with his coat, you know, and freezing. He could have really taken it slow and say, okay, you know, but that's why he's the top seller. So my first key, go to your customer, go and talk to them, introduce yourself, ask their name, you know, "Hi, my name is Marshall. What's yours? Okay. How can I help you today? What are you looking at? How can I help you meet your needs today? Oh, we're just looking. Okay. What are you looking at? Help me help you looking." You know, the salesperson is there to help you. So really, really, the first trick is, the first key, the first tip is be there. Be there. How can you make a sale if you're not there? You're not talking to them. You're not there. You're not making a sale. That's it. That's all. Be there. And that's all you get there. See, open your eyes and see, look and go. That's it. Be there, be the person who will meet the need of your customer. So that was my first tip, my first key. I have 7 others. Keep listening, guys. And remember, it's basic, but it works.